April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think getting to Arizona and being here and seeing this has given me a different perspective on where the season is and where this game is. So I'll start by saying this. It's going to suck if the Eagles lose. I'm not going to sit here and say it's no big deal if they lose. Like, they're going to be like, whatever, right? I get it. If you're an Eagles fan listening to this and they lose, it's going to be really sad because this team has been awesome this year. They deserve to end this with the Super Bowl. But I will say, being here in Arizona makes me feel like, you know what? No matter what, it's okay. This team made the Super Bowl. They're going up against Kansas City. There's no shame in losing to Kansas City. They're playing in one of the biggest sporting events in the world. They've been awesome all year. I really feel like they've already kind of won. The season's already a success. If they lose to the Chiefs, it will not change how I view this team. It will not change how I view the season. Obviously, if they win, they go down as a legendary team. And there's all these discussions about this and, you know, where do they rank and all that. So there's a lot to be gained for sure. And look, they could win the game. They're like, absolutely. But being here and seeing them in this, and again, like seeing Jalen up on all this stuff, seeing Nick get off the plane, in Phoenix and all the media outlets, like, videotaping them doing it, looking at Brandon Graham walking up, like, they've done it. Like, they're here. This isn't the 04 Eagles where they'd lost so many times in a row and they had to win. Look, I think there's a chance they'll win. I think that I completely get it would be sad for people if they don't, but I really think, like, my overarching feelings, and I've been here for 24 hours, is people should be proud of this team and where they're at, and whatever happens next Sunday, I would encourage people not to make it change how you view this, because they've done it. They're here. Like, this is it. You know, people always say that Championship Sunday is kind of the last Sunday of the year. And it's kind of true. You know, like, now they're here. They're in the spectacle. So before I got here, I probably would have said, man, if they lose, that's a big deal. You got blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like this is really, really awesome that they made it here. And I think everyone should be really proud about what they've accomplished.
So I agree and disagree with you. I definitely agree that, like, no matter what happens this year, you know, by itself is a successful season. I mean, we feel like we have the quarterback and coach combo. They're in the freaking Super Bowl and all that. I agree. I'm not going to be like mad at them or feel at all like they disappointed or didn't live up to what they could have been. But having said that, to the point you made initially, like, first and foremost, I have not prepared myself for them losing at all. Like, mentally, emotionally, like, zero. I haven't even, like, conceptualized it as something that could happen. And that's my thing. Wow. That's my issue. So, I get it. But, like,
I think a lot of people feel that way.
They're winning this game. Like, that's where I'm at. They're winning this game. So, like, I will be crushed if they lose. I just will. It doesn't mean I won't look at it and say it wasn't an amazingly successful season, but I will be crushed. And the Phillies thing, you know, just having happened only emboldens me in that was a super fun run. I loved it. We have all these moments and stuff. But in the end, these guys had a chance to be legends, to be true legends, and they came up short. And we just know in Philadelphia sports throughout our entire lives that you don't get that many chances at this. And we're hoping we're going to have more. And it does feel like Hurts and Sirianni and Howie and this whole thing is strong for the future. Like, I am excited about the future of this franchise, but we just know how hard it is to get here. And when you have a chance to get here in the biggest of games, in the moment of moments, like, it sucks if you don't take advantage of it. No matter how proud I am of them, no matter how much I think this season is success, no matter what, like, it's, they still have to win. Like, they have to win.
No, and look, again, you know, you talked about your emotions there, and I think you're right to feel that way. And we're definitely a pod of, like, we don't tell people how to feel, right? If you're listening to this, you're a real one, you're an auto downloader. I completely understand that if they lose this game, it's going to be crushing, because as much as the Phillies were unexpected, when they went up 2-1 and then they lost, like, I was crushed. I was like, oh my God, they're going to win. Where, you know, like, we're going to have a parade, all those things. So I get it, but they're not playing the Giants. They're not playing Brock Purdy and the Niners. The team they're playing, there is no shame in losing to this team. And if they played the Chiefs 10 times, maybe they would win 6 of them. But the fact that it's one game, and you're right about the point that, like, this is how you become legendary. You beat this Chiefs team in the Super Bowl, and that's it. Like, there's no more debate. They're the best Philadelphia sports team of all time, right? That's it. They just, they're the Eagles, number one, so it matters more than other sports. But they would have been, you know, 17-1 with Jalen. They would have beaten, again, a phenomenal team. Like, the 17 team, we say it all the time. What makes that Super Bowl special is they beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. They didn't beat Jacksonville, right? Like, it adds to it. But I also think the flip side of that is the Chiefs are really, really good. Like, I'm not going to say the Chiefs are better than the Eagles, because I think the Eagles are probably the better team. But let's be real. The Chiefs have the better head coach, the better quarterback, and the better offense. So if I'm being honest with myself, how do I pick games all the time? Whenever we pick these games, do I ever say, like, well, they have a great tight end, so they're – no, I always say quarterback, head coach, offense. That's what I care about. And when I look at this game, I see the Chiefs as having that. So you say to yourself, you're going in with, like, you have not thought about if they're going to lose. If I'm being honest, I'm going in thinking, look, they're probably going to lose this game. And if they win, it would be unbelievable. But I've come to peace with the fact that when I think back to this season, I will view it as an immense success. And I think that everyone should be so proud of what they've accomplished. And maybe that's a loser mentality. I don't know. I'm just being honest with how I feel, that there's no shame in losing to this team. If they would have lost to the Niners, I would have said, man, that's a really bad way to end the season. If they would have lost to the Giants, it would have been a fucking catastrophe. Earmuffs, sorry. But if they lose to this team, it's fine. Great teams. Look, great teams lose to great teams all the time. And the Chiefs are really, really good. So I don't know. And maybe it's because I'm here. I don't know if that's why I have that emotion, but just seeing what they've accomplished and getting here and getting off the plane. I think it's really cool how far they've come. And I'm not going to allow myself to have one game dictate how I feel about this team.
Yeah, I will. It is what it is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. Like, you play to win championships, and they are there. And they have, and I do think they have a better team. And I actually do think, you said they have the Chiefs have the better offense. Why? Like, the Eagles might not have the better quarterback, but the Eagles, I think, are a way, way more versatile offense that can beat you in way more ways. Like, I think it's harder to prepare to play the Eagles offense than it is to play the Chiefs offense. So, like, I don't think it's a lock that the Chiefs offense is just better. Mahomes is better, but the Eagles have better receivers. They have a better offensive line, or at least as good an offensive line. They have, you know, other than tight end, they're pretty much better at every position on the field outside of quarterback.
Okay, so the Eagles, I mean, sorry, the Chiefs are first in points per game, first in points per drive, first in percentage of drives that end in a score, first in expected points added by the offense, first in 20-plus plays, second in 40-plus plays, second in third down offense, second in red zone offense. Like, the Eagles are there with them on that, but I really think that, and I've thought this about the Chiefs all year too. I think, like, the macro view of the Chiefs for me all year has been, well, they lost Tyreek Hill, their defense kind of sucks, and Mahomes is reckless with the ball. I was wrong about that. This Chiefs offense is better than the Eagles offense. They just are. Even when they run the ball, they are a good running team. They just don't run
they're
it all
the
time.
They're not close to the same type of
they're
running
not,
team.
You're right. They're not. Well, no, they're not close to the same type of a running team
as the
Eagles
are. But
they're not.
Even when they run it, they're not close to what
well,
the Eagles
are. Well, they're 11th in the league in yards, so they're almost a top 10 running offense.
It's context dependent. They have leads and they can run. Like, there's all kinds of – we've watched this team. Like, the Eagles have had three games this season where they've had, like, 250 or more yards rushing. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, the Eagles are a better running team. I agree.
Way better running. Like, a way
better. Yeah, they are way better. I agree with you. They are a way better running team. They're probably twice as good as the Chiefs are at running the ball. But the Chiefs are a better passing team than the Eagles are. And especially when you look at the fact that the Chiefs, like, the Eagles haven't really passed the ball well in a while. And look, we went through this in the middle of the season, and then they just came out and passed the ball well. So maybe it's not a big deal. But the Chiefs' offense has been better than the Eagles' offense this year. That's just a fact. They score more points. They score more per drive. They score. They have more big plays.
The Eagles,
like,
have,
that's a
put
fact.
In their, the Eagles have put in their backups like six times this year. They weren't trying to get as many points. Just saying points scored is such a simplistic way to look at what the best offense
is. It's
like,
the best way to look at it. The
but again, okay, so what?
This.
So the, could the Eagles not have scored more points if they didn't play Gardner Minshew like four fourth quarters or five fourth quarters
this
year?
But you're talking about
two
a
games
very,
without
no, no, no,
Ertz. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mahomes
no,
played
no,
all
no,
the games.
First of all. Look, the Minshew starting two games thing is fair. Now, they did score, if I'm not mistaken, 27 points in one game with Gardner.
They
so they did
10
score.
10 in the other one. 10.
Yeah, and that one matters for sure. And they had 14 against the Colts
and then
one
again,
time
there are
Jalen
times
played.
Where, like, they had 38 points, and they're like, all right, let's take our foot off the gas. What could they have
scored
in those
games? That's such a small percentage
but
of
again,
the snaps.
But again, like, you're using it as this definitive type of thing. There's context to all these stats. Like,
there is context.
Look,
in the Eagles,
The Eagles are certainly a more versatile offense. The Eagles certainly can beat you in more ways than the Chiefs offense. Like, you could say the Chiefs offense is better because of points per game. I could say I think the Eagles are a more dynamic, tougher to face offense. Like, either way, and they're similar. And I think the Eagles have a way better roster man for man when you go top to bottom. So, like,
so
I
don't
disagree. Gap, let's put it this way. The gap between the Eagles defense and the Chiefs defense is way bigger than the gap between the Chiefs offense and the Eagles offense.
I agree with that. I think the Chiefs defense is the worst unit in this game. Of the four units, of the two offenses and the two defense, I think the Chiefs defense is the worst. But here's the other thing that I see when I look at this. The Eagles are used to dominating at the line, dominating at the line of scrimmage, right? Their defensive line always dominates the opposing offensive line. Their offensive line never allows pressure on Hurts, right? But if you look at the Chiefs lines are really good too. The Chiefs have arguably the best pass blocking offensive line in the league, right? So when you look at that, like, do I think that Eagles defensive line can dominate any line they play? Yes, because they're that talented, they're that deep. And it would not, I've said, I think Hassan Reddick is Super Bowl MVP is a good bet. It wouldn't shock me, right? But I think the difference in when you go into this and say, how do the Eagles win? If you look at how the Eagles win this year, right? They get leads early, they rush the passer, and then they're able to control the clock, right? So rushing the passer is going to be tough against the Chiefs. I think getting a lead is going to be tough against the Chiefs. So when I look at this, I say, are they going to be able, if it's the second half and this game is close, which offense do you truly deep down trust more to score if they need to? Like, do you trust Mahomes or Hurts to score more? And that's what I'm saying. There's no shame in it being Mahomes. But, like, let's you know, be honest here. Like, it's Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback, and they're the better offense. And that matters. And, look, I think Andy's not as good of a game day head coach as Nick is, but Andy is a phenomenal head coach. And the fact that they score all these points with, to your point, a worse roster speaks to the fact that because they can protect Patrick Mahomes, he's awesome, and they scheme awesome, they're extremely tough to stop.